You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Ed, Ed, and the Eddie. That's a show that would be a lot more interesting than this one we had to watch.
I would love to watch the plank do some jazz and get involved in a murder subplot.
What, that plank? Serbian gangsters?
Oh my god.
Dude, if they would have at least just added the sound effects from Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Oh my gosh. See,
dude, that would have made this show much more watchable if it was just having, like, the kind of music in the background there, like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. That would have been so much better.
Anything would have been so much better.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, this is the Eddie. Man, I feel so bummed that I was ever excited for this show, because this has been talked about for a good 2 years before it actually got dropped. Maybe three, because I remember showing the news story on Breakfast Pub when it got announced. It was like, oh, Damien Chazelle has joined on for this Netflix miniseries. He's going to direct the first two episodes, and we got this stuff, and original music, and a, you know, playwright author penning the script. And then you watch the show, and...
What it felt like to me for most of the show, and we can get into the plot if there is one later.
Oh, wait,
on.
Wait, there was a plot. There was a plot to the show?
It felt like a David Simon show, but like it lacked all the details and, you know, commentary that a David Simon show has, where it really fleshes out a world. It's like it fleshed out nothing.
It felt like a bunch of people trying to create a French television show, but overcompensating for what they think that European audiences like, kind of thing. Because it's just so, like, it's so much atmosphere. It's so much about, like, in the moment, feeling the music, feeling the vibe. But it's just so gosh dang long. But, okay, I'll try to explain the plot if I can.
Yay!
Good luck, buddy.
So, what I can gather from the details that we can stitch together is that the show takes place in Paris, and we primarily follow the club owner and employees in the band playing at this place called the Eddie, which is a nightclub owned by Elliot, being played by Andre Holland, who, whatever I think about his character, at least him and a lot of the other actors are really trying their hardest to make this stuff work. But, yeah, he's running the nightclub, and his friend, Farid, being played by Tahar Rahim, is his business partner. He gets murdered in the first episodes, which, sorry, like, spoilers, but trust me, that's literally an hour into the episode when that happens. But now they realize that Farid has been dealing with some shady stuff in the background, and it's up to Elliot and his guys to eventually get around to solving that stuff, because it involves stuff with Serbian gangsters and French politician gangster types. And honestly, the plot that you could explain for this entire series could pretty much be summed up in a couple of paragraphs.
What's crazy about the murder subplot is, A, it's the least interesting thing about the show.
It's so boring!
It's the B plot of the show, yet it takes over. It's like if you were eating spaghetti, and every time you try and get like a bite of it, the sauce just sinks through into a vacuumous void and then comes back up, and then you go to try and eat it again, and then it's just plain noodles.
Yeah. Any time that you're drawn into a moment of humanity between two people, or they're playing music and you're starting to feel the atmosphere, they're like, oh wait, yeah, you remember we gotta figure this out. Hold on, Elliot, you need to leave the club right now.
I mean, I wrote this down in my notes, but I wish they just stuck to the storyline about the musicians, the club, and their problems, because there's so much interesting drama there that the murder subplot just seems... I feel like there is. I feel like there could be, but the murder subplot just feels tertiary, you know?
It feels contrived. Like, it feels like, because especially that first episode, there was so much nothing happening in it, where, oh my gosh, the first episode is maybe the most difficult pilot episode I've ever had to watch, because it's just so slow. And it's freaking one of the episodes Damien Chazelle directed, which is just bizarre.
Yeah.
The murder plot at least makes you wake up a little bit at the very end. But then, yeah, it's just the problem that once the murder plot gets going and you realize what's actually happening, it only comes in such bursts and little bits and pieces that you start to really lose interest at all until they just arbitrarily throw it apart. Like, oh, just remember, the gangsters are following Elliot. Or, hey, remember, there's this counterfeit money to keep track of.
Elliot's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's the other problem, too, is that along with the murder subplot not being interesting, I honestly didn't like almost any character in this show. Because I think the actors, all the actors are doing the best they can with this material. But the majority of them are just such dicks and jerks and morons that I couldn't even be bothered to be invested in almost anyone's story except for like two or three people at most. And they're mostly not the main characters who I like at this show. Because Elliot is just he's a jerk. He's a moron. He withholds information from people for no reason whatsoever in so many occasions. And then you're supposed to feel sorry for him just because, well, it's hard running a nightclub and he's a musician, so he's trying his hardest.
Yeah, and they spend, okay, I kind of like this about the show, and I say kind of very, very, very loosely. I like that they let all of the characters be fleshed out in focal point episodes, a lot similar to like Damon Lindelof's work in Lost and The Leftovers, where you just sort of follow one character and see their side of the story, but then they do literally nothing with that.
No, that's the thing, is that I think they overestimated how much character each character had, because some episodes work really well. Like, I will say this, that a couple of the episodes that I think actually are good enough episodes that they stand on their own, there's the one episode when they deal with the funeral revolving around Farid and his family and his wife. That was one of the strongest episodes because it actually had...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it had emotion. It had plot.
I'll say best episode.
It had a point.
Yeah. I would say, though, my favorite episode is the episode focused on Maya, which is being played by Joanna Kulig from Cold War. Because of all the characters in the show, I think she's the only character I actually genuinely liked as a person in this. Because she has range, she has emotion, she has motives, she has depth. And she's the one who, honestly, is actually genuinely trying the hardest to be the one holding everyone together. It's just Elliot and his moronic choices that keep drawing people apart throughout this story.
What infuriated me the most is just all the stuff from the murder subplot bleeding in. It's just like, get a fucking security guard.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, oh, he's so poor, but they keep trying kind of thing. But then it's also the problem that, like I said, with people not having enough character. Honestly, this whole episode's devoted around people like Jude and the drummer, which, what's her name, Katarina.
Yeah.
Those episodes were absolutely pointless and should have been cut out entirely from the story.
Agreed.
Because I had absolutely zero investment in Jude or Katarina. The actors are doing okay, but they have so little character development. You're just like, why did we spend 50 minutes devoted to their time?
I think we ran into a similar, but even more, an even bigger problem in this than in Devs, where I'm not sure if you watched Devs, Justin, but me and Alex.
No, but I heard your review.
Yeah. There's so much of that show that could have just been a movie, could have been a long movie, but with this, I could easily see the whole plot of it consolidated into 2 hours, and I may even love those 2 hours.
Yeah, honestly, if they had focused on like maybe three people and made like a short mini-series, like 3 or 4 episodes kind of thing, it would have been a nice, tight little plot line. But as this unwieldy 8-episode, hour-long series, it's just a slog to get through. And part of that is really from a lot of the aesthetic choices they did. Because honestly, it's decently produced if you just look at it on a pure, objective, you know, production level. But it's that style where they're doing the handheld camera work like in First Man that Damien Chazelle's did.
Yeah, the cinema verite style.
Yeah, where it's all shaky. It's almost exclusively in close-ups and medium shots for a majority of the show.
I think that works when they're at the jazz club, but once it carries through to every other scene, you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that it robs the show of any artistry, because there should be a little bit more of like creating the scene and the mood and feeling like you're in the place. But because you're so isolated into these characters through the camera work, it just feels kind of claustrophobic.
Yeah, it feels claustrophobic. It also feels like the cinematographer just keeps nodding off as he watches the story.
Because he's freaking bored like everyone else.
Dude, for a show about music, it really doesn't focus on it, and it... Like, the show itself isn't driven by music.
No, see, that's the thing. It is focused on music, but the problem is that they feel so obligated to show you the entirety of every single performance. And I'm like, dude, just show half the song.
They needed an editor, like, nobody's business. I can't believe how long these episodes were.
I mean, forget, I think the pilot is, like, literally 1 hour and 9 minutes.
It's 1 hour and 9 minutes, and the next episode is 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Oh.
Then every episode after that ranges from, like, 1 hour and 56 minutes. I think the shortest episode is I think the shortest episode is like 54 minutes.
Yeah, 53. That's the shortest episode.
Yeah, dude. It didn't have any rhythm.
No. Yeah, weirdly, for a show about music, there's no rhythm to this thing.
Yeah, there's no pacing to it. Each time they took an episode and tried to focus on a person, they would sideline them for too long with Elliot, and then they would just put him back on the shelf for the next episode.
No, seriously, because then even episodes that are focused on some of the minor characters, like Katarina and Jude, they're only in half the episode, because then you go back to the main plot with Elliot and Maya and everybody else. So you're not invested at all what they're doing, because they're not the central focus of the story. They're just they're tertiary characters in their own episodes in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just really bugs me. And then it's – I mean, just the tone of the show is so muted throughout a lot of it. Like, you think, again, with something with music, there'd be more energy. There'd be more life and awe and wonder at the joy of jazz and that stuff.
Right.
No. This is a really dour, quiet, slow, and kind of repugnant feeling show in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about the other large subplot, which is his daughter is sent to France to live with him. And I guess this could have been about him getting to know her, but he spends almost no time with her whatsoever.
I hated Julie so much. I thought the actress did the best job she could with the character, but the character was such a fucking cliche.
She's just an a-hole. Because that thing is like, look, you get it. It's like, oh, she's a damaged child. She's dealt with sex and drugs, and she's, you know, going through problems. But she's just so dumb and so, you know, I don't swear, but I have quite a few choice words I'd like to use for that. But she is those things, because she's just so horrible.
She has such a death wish.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, it's irrational. Like, you'd understand if there's maybe some other dimension to her, but she's just an irrational jerk for the first half of her arc. And then, for no reason whatsoever, just because she met a hot guy and she gets told off a couple times, she suddenly is fixed somewhat by the end. But even then, you just don't buy it. You don't, she doesn't, hasn't earned it at all in the story.
Wait, this ended? I didn't think there was an ending.
That's the whole other problem with this show, is that you keep waiting to understand what is the point of this show. Like, what is it trying to tell you about jazz? What is it trying to tell you about musicians? What is it trying to tell you about crime and its relation to that stuff? And there's no freaking ending! There's no ending to this show! It literally, something happens, and then another thing happens, and then it just cuts off.
Yeah, there is a scene followed by credits. But it wasn't what I would call an ending by any narrative standpoint.
No, there's literally no point to this story. It just made the entire show worthless, where I sat through that. I'm like, oh, that's all I got. Okay.
Yeah, let me go back on our chat. What did I say after going on a long bender watching this on my day off? This is worthless.
I was so bummed that there wasn't even an episode about the pianist, who seemed to have more personality than the rest of the band.
Oh, yeah. it just seems like they're focused on all the wrong stuff. And again, it's a shame, because there are nuggets of things that could be interesting in this show. Like, again, I think the actors themselves are all doing just fine. I think that production-wise, it's a well-produced show. I think that I really appreciated the choice that it's multilingual for a lot of it. Like, there's a lot of French and Arabic and Polish and lots of other languages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool thing. It made it a little hard to focus at times, because you have to keep track of all the foreign language you don't understand. But it was all really cool. And, again, there are storylines in here that could have worked. Like, the whole episode with Maya, when you see what she has to do and how much she's fed up with everyone else's crap, you really sympathize with her, because Elliot's been such a moron through so much of this. You don't blame her for feeling the way she does.
I mean,
you know?
We said this off mic for a little bit, but the thing I really took away as liking the most were the live performances and the atmosphere. Almost to the level that I just wish they had decided, you know what, this story isn't that interesting. Let's just go to a nightclub and just film a lot of jazz performances like this that have, like, one-on-one interviews, and just make a documentary at this point.
It kind of felt like that's what it should have been. And it kind of, it's almost giving off that vibe, just trying to be like a slice of life into the life of musicians. Which, if that's the point, jazz musicians are a-holes, and I don't want to follow them anymore. That's what I got from this.
Dude, but you'll never be cool like Damien Chazelle if you don't like jazz.
Okay, so here's the thing, too, with that. Like, okay, Chazelle is not fully without blame for this show, because he produced it, and he didn't create it, but he was brought on because he was hot off the success of La La Land. The guy who I really should blame is Jack Thorne, who wrote almost every episode of this show, because he's the guy who wrote Shameless, the original British version, and Skins, And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's the co-writer or lead writer of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, Damien Chazelle is just supposed to set the tone for the show with the first two episodes, a lot like Jeremy Saulnier did with the third season of True Detective. So yeah. I can't fully blame him. It certainly has his stamp on it, but yeah.
Yeah, it really does. And that's the thing, though, is that that pilot episode was the weakest episode by far, which is weird because in the second episode got better. Not good, but better. And you just feel like they just couldn't find out what they wanted to do with this show. They couldn't figure out a tone. They couldn't figure out a rhythm. They couldn't figure out a style. They just knew they wanted to do a show about jazz, and that's what got... You know, it's one of those things where, like, they just said, hey, we're doing a TV show about jazz, and just perked up Damien Chazelle's ears. He's like, say no more.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Exactly. And that's as far as the conversation went. Because then they just had to make up a bunch of new crap for them to follow, and this is what we got.
Yeah, this whole thing feels underdone.
Yeah, it really does. And it's weird for it to be so underdone and yet so gosh dang freakishly long as it is. Because there are points in the episodes where it feels like the episode's about to end, and then you check the time and you go, oh no, there's 15 more minutes of this could go on. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it, when I say it's like a David Simon show in the sense that it follows a lot of characters and tries to flesh out a world, it... What it's lacking is an overall point, as we've said multiple times. Like, as you sink yourself deep in these characters and see what they're all about and what makes them tick, you learn really nothing about the world they inhabit.
Yeah, no, you learn nothing worth it. And it's just, I don't know. And again, it's the problem that because the characters are all from such diverse personalities and backgrounds in terms of their ethnicity, their motivations, that kind of stuff... Again, it just feels so disjointed because you think it's going to be a lot about jazz, but then you get to Julie's episode and it's all about how crappy Parisian high schools are, apparently.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, fine. I guess that's a thing to flesh out the characters. And then you get to Sim's story, the Arabic guy that she starts to fall in love with. And you're like, oh, then we can do a whole subplot about gun running for some reason. And then you get to other people's stories. You're just like, "What? Where are we going?" And then at some point, like I said... It gets super freaking dark at one point where the drummer's episode, that was just hard to watch at certain parts. I'm just like, man, you guys just want me to feel like crap, dude.
Yeah, and not for the normal reasons that this show is hard to watch.
No. No, not at all. There's a bad thing that happens in the middle of it. You're just like, oh, ooh. So, I mean, I guess points are being effective, but it didn't feel like it fit at all in this show.
Like with Jude having one of the most beautifully terrible days in his life, and then... Elliot comes along to, quote-unquote, save him, and then treats him like shit for the rest of the season.
That happens so many times, where it's all about, oh, Elliot needs to recognize that he's a flawed man, and then instantly turns around and does something so terrible and stupid and miscalculated, you're just like, I don't even believe this guy anymore that he's trying. He keeps saying he's trying, and they try to convince you he's trying, but you just never feel like he's ever going to learn his lesson.
It was frustrating.
It really was. I'm really frustrated with this, and... I know, I got called out the other day in a review by Dogger where he's just like, man, you just hate everything you've been reviewing lately. I'm like, well, I liked The Trip to Greece. That was a fun movie. But, and I gave it a 7. It wasn't great, but it was good. But that's the thing, too, is that, you know, I want to like stuff. I really do. That's the whole reason I try to seek out stuff like this, because it's like, oh, high-profile project from Damien Chazelle, Oscar-winning director, and all this other stuff.
Oh, totally.
And I couldn't even find, like... I found nuggets of things to like, but not enough to actually want to watch or recommend or even try to like this show. Because even the original music they wrote for this, one, I couldn't tell you what was original, what wasn't in this show. And two, the songs aren't even all that impressive.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, even the big number, the Eddie, when they write for the club, it was kind of lame, honestly.
Yeah, it summed it up pretty well.
Yeah. Just a dry, empty, boring song that you don't really feel any emotion towards whatsoever.
Right. Joanna Kulig was so underutilized.
Again, best character in the show. Had way more charisma, way more likability than anybody else in this cast.
She's like a Polish Patricia Arquette.
Right? Well, I think part of that, too, was she just had a baby right before filming that show, too. So that way, you know, that kind of such. But, you know, that's the thing is that she's really talented. She's really pretty. She's got a lot of charisma. If people could just get over the fact that she's got a thick Polish accent, she could really do a lot of good stuff.
Dude, she has such a warm presence and... just has such a calming voice that I just enjoy listening to her talk.
Yeah, the whole time I watched it, I wanted to watch Cold War, and I didn't even realize until episode, 4 that she was in Cold War.
After episode 5, I totally watched Cold War again.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Justin, let's put a bullet in this thing.
Yeah, no, I was literally just going to say, I have nothing else to say. This show is just so empty. There's just extended scenes of nothing happening that take up at least a half hour runtime in almost every episode. It's just, it's a waste of time. This show was just not good. It's not without any quality, but it's just not good. So I'll just go ahead and give my final rating. I'm just going to give it 3 out of 10 sexual favors to get gigs at weddings. That was just so weird. You're just like, oh, that just happened. And everyone was totally cool with it. Okay.
C'est la vie.
I don't know. Who wants to go next?
Sure, I will. Just to end my pain. I love Damon Chazelle. That's the only reason I signed on for this. And this show was worthless. It's the worst feeling when you actually feel like you're robbed of time, because I have so few days off. And I spent most of a couple days off watching this show. It's infuriating. It, like you said, it's not without its qualities. I think the atmosphere the show creates is great. I think a lot of the actors are trying their damnedest. I think that the live performances are really cool. I wish I just watched a 2-hour documentary on jazz shot in this style. But it's a show without a purpose, without a meaning. I got to give this 3 out of 10 times I thought I was sleeping, but actually, no, the show's just so meandering.
If you want a show that, if you want like a visual ambient to help you go put to sleep, just put on an episode of The Eddie. You'll fall right asleep with that. So.
Yeah.
Alex.
I'm going to give this 4 out of 10 counterfeit bills, because there were a couple moments where it hit what I was hoping to get, which was this slice of life. Music brings some sort of emotion to us in episodes 3 through 5, but they were so fleeting that I can't really say that it was worth my time. And it just really ground on me after a while. Like, I came for Andre Holland and ended up getting too much of him. And Joanna Kulig, who I couldn't get enough of.
Yeah. So. I still can't believe this show has 67% positive Rotten Tomatoes right now. I'm just like,
wait. Well, the way that TV shows are reviewed on Rotten Tomatoes has always been askew. If you watch that, you'd think that Arrow is one of the... If you look at that, you'd think Arrow is one of the greatest shows ever made.
Yeah, but no, I don't think this has been doing any good numbers at all on Netflix. No one's talked about it. I mean, freaking, we reviewed this 2 weeks after the original release date, and I doubt everyone's already blocked this out of their mind that it came out on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, Alex just got off work before recording this, and I was like, hey, dude, don't worry if you're absolutely spent. The only people who are going to listen to this are maybe 3 or 4 people. I don't say that to shit on our review site. I say that to shit on this show.
Yeah. I'm glad I worked all day so I could come home feeling defeated like this show made me feel.
What a slice of life.
C'est la vie.